Chicago, a melting pot. 77 communities, 50 wards. It's no wonder the politicians don't take the time to get to know the city. It would take months. But don't worry, we continue our neighborhood tour. Last week we were in Chatham, and before that, Jefferson Park. Tonight, let's go to Hyde Park. Hyde Park is the glorious neighborhood that's home to upper-middle-class University of Chicago professors and scientists and smarty pants at all levels. Also, it's the home to upper-middle-class black professionals like that former state senator with the goofy name. What was it? Can't remember. And students. Don't forget about the students. But for all the haves that Hyde Park has, it also has its issues. The Fifth Ward is expansive, and it not only covers the University of Chicago, Hyde Park, and Jackson Park for that matter, but also South Shore and other neighborhoods to the south that are struggling with gun violence and food deserts. It's a political ward, the Fifth, which once employed the famed Alderman Leon Dupre, and has always been progressive, which really is just the new word for liberal. For this convo, I need someone who knows both Hyde Park and South Shore, and I can think of no one better suited than the unofficial mayor of Hyde Park, Mario Smith. I've known Mario for years. He grew up in South Shore, and now he's a fixture on the new 53rd Street, working at the Promontory. The talk show host, the commentator, the poet, he met me at the swanky new Sophie Hotel on 53rd Street, a sign of how far Hyde Park and the Fifth Ward has come. Look at you, first of all. This is extremely posh.
This is nice.
This is
it?
Not the Mario that I know from 1995 playing in the back room. In a cock club doing beat poetry.
Yeah, I'm still meat and potatoes. But this is some cool stuff. I like to come down here and just kind of sit and chill for a minute. This is a really beautiful place. This is, what, a year old now? I think almost a year. So
it's indicative of 53rd Street mm-hmm. overall. You have seen in the last 5 to 10 years a complete overhaul, and it's stuck. I mean, you're seeing now new places coming in this place, the taco place, everything down this line. I mean, this neighborhood looks entirely different.
53rd Street is it's the hub of Hyde Park. But what's cool is that for old time Hyde Parkers who hate it, they hate all of it. But for old time Hyde Parkers, this still is they've kept the integrity of the neighborhood. So it's weird to have a bustling metropolis in the middle of houses and apartments and stuff on the south side, but it is what it is. It's cool. I love Hyde Park.
And do you think that the success of 53rd Street is holding over to some of the other areas? I mean, to think north of here or west of here?
I think what would be ideal is if some of this magic would go south of this neighborhood. I mean, the University of Chicago is a monolith, so they do what they want. They got the police force goes all the way damn near downtown, and I think whoever the next mayor is needs to really put the emphasis on neighborhoods like Hyde Park and how they can affect Woodline and how they affect Englewood and how they affect South Shore and how to get that same kind of magic without displacing, and that's pipe dreams, but that would be nice.
There's just recently articles about Woodlawn and how the mayor has taken credit for a lot of changes in Woodlawn, but you're also seeing the Obama Center, the Presidential Library in Jackson Park, maybe.
It might happen.
But it does seem like there's a lot more movement on the south side than there has been in the past.
Yeah, man, it's been years, decades, really. I was thinking, leaving downtown this morning to come back up here, how much Hyde Park has changed, but how it's still, there's still so much that can be done. You got a lot of lifelong Hyde Parkers who are adamant about change and how it changes. And you don't have that same kind of strength anymore in Woodlawn because a lot of those families lost their houses or sold them. The development in Woodlawn is different. The development in South Shore is, depending on who you ask, it's either bustling or non-existent. As a former South Shore resident, when I look at what's going on in the neighborhood, it's hard to imagine what it used to be and see what it is now. So, I remain hopeful.
As a former South Shore resident,
yes.
What do you want to see? It doesn't matter what candidate. Let's say a mayoral candidate says they want to do something good for South Shore, the South Shore community. What's the number one issue there?
Schools. Your neighborhood is built around what schools you have in it. And with that, it's rebuilding what is now the Board of Education. making an elected school board, really start putting the emphasis back on those local school councils, really get involved, let After School Matters and Gallery 37 do some more programming, reach out to teaching artists. The idea of any neighborhood, any good neighborhood in any city in the world, look at what their schools look like. If their neighborhood schools are horrible, their neighborhood is probably bad.
You're a product of Chicago. I
mean, Chicago Public Schools.
Are you Chicago Public Schools? Do you wear that as a badge of honor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How did it help you? How does it shape you as a Chicagoan?
Well, that's it. It will give you everything you need to know about being a Chicagoan once you're an adult. It's the dealing with different people, different backgrounds, diversity and all that stuff. Knowing how to survive on the street. Knowing how to make friends. I can't never, ever repay the teachers I had. That turned out okay. It's not so bad. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right, so the outgoing mayor, he's leaving. I got to ask, you know, because there's going to be all these segments about and stories about legacy and what this mayor did as opposed to other mayors. Where do you sit on this? Was he good for Hyde Park, good for South Shore? Was he good for Chicago?
No, no, and no. His legacy is Laquan McDonald and the closing of all the schools. Him trying to privatize the hell out of the city. The day he made the announcement, I was walking on 53rd Street in the exact same spot where I heard that we weren't getting the Olympics. And when I heard he wasn't running again, my first thought was, everybody and their mother's going to run. And they're all mad at him. And the minute the anger got taken out of it, it was, well, okay, what did he do while he was here for 8 years? Closed almost 50 schools. Reappropriated how the city looks, shut all of the South and West Side down, allowed crime to come up, had a police force that got in trouble. There were so many things.
You're right.
You know, and I wish him well. I think he's going to try to run again for something. I hope not.
But it is interesting when you say it that way, because, you know, you're always going to, when it comes to legacy, you're going to pop out the big ticket mm-hmm. items, the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
And when you string those headlines together, especially for the black community in Chicago, that sounds like, yeah, not an ally.
I'm not going to say he didn't do anything good. I just wish somebody would show me what he did good for black folks in Chicago and for Latinos in Chicago.
This is still considered to be one of the most segregated cities in America, if not the world.
Mm-hmm.
Has it gotten better?
It's getting there. But everything is a slow crawl. I think what happened with the election of Donald Trump, I think it just unearthed all of the bad that people had been holding in. They felt that they now had a voice. And I learned throughout this ordeal, everybody's voice shouldn't be heard. Some people's voices just shouldn't be heard. So when you talk about a city like Chicago that's super segregated, and if it's getting any better, can it get better? Of course it can. Will it? To be determined.
What if you had 5 minutes in the mayor's office, the new mayor, and you said, okay, these are the things you should focus on in Chicago, not just in your neighborhood, but just in Chicago, what would it be?
The lead in the water, the infrastructure, schools, the police, and providing opportunities for the South and the West Side to be on an even playing field with what's happening in Lincoln Park and Wicker Park, what's happening downtown South Loop. I used to live in the South Loop, man. South Loop is beautiful, but it's buildings everywhere now. There's a lot of money downtown. Push some of that money into these neighborhoods on the South and West Side. Give people a chance to live. It's hard as hell to live here. And it gets harder every time you see how Lincoln Yards is a great example. Man, there's a steel mill that's abandoned on 79th. They could definitely do something with that. No desire to do that. But we're going to be Lincoln Yards, and we're going to put all the venues out of business, too, because Live Nation. It's 20 things that are awaiting the new mayor, at least 20. I think I named five. There's 15 more things that they have to do, but they really, if they could concentrate on those five things, I think it will make it a lot easier to live here.
You mentioned Live Nation. You mentioned the venues, mm-hmm. right? You're an artist. You've been a poet and a writer for years, man. That's how I met you,
yep.
in 1995 or
yep.
so. Is it easier or harder to be an artist in Chicago right now?
It depends on who you're aligned with. A good example of that is, without naming any names, some people have profited wildly from their affiliations and associations. And there's question amongst the artists of whether something is deserved or earned as opposed to just given. And I look at my opportunities as earned, So is it easy to be an artist in Chicago? Sure, it's super easy. Everybody's doing it. All the kids are doing
it. Right. Making a living is a different
story. Making a living is a whole different bag. And for those that are making a living, it's always been integrity with me. I'd rather have my integrity, because at the end of the day, that's going to be my blessing. So,
I remember even going back 20 years now, knowing the different places that you could go as a poet and perform, mm-hmm. right? What was great about Chicago at that time is there definitely was an independent vibe,
mm-hmm.
a vibe of whether it was music, whether it was movies, whether it was art and poetry, there was DIY vibe to mm-hmm. it. Does that still exist? Is Chicago independent?
I'm going to say Chicago is a lot smarter than we were in 90 whatever. And that's all because of the internet. Now, if you've got a platform, a mic, one of these, a Marantz, that you can put somewhere and do what we're doing, it doesn't take the art out of it, or it doesn't make it any more independent or less independent, but it does change how you get your word out.
Yeah.
I got my first email address in Wicker Park on Hotmail. I didn't know how to use it. I'm like, what is this? Nobody sends letters? I turned into like an old man. And what we did, though, and what I think is different now, because there's an instant platform online, the work is kind of cut in half for you. So when we got people to come to something, it was a big deal. If you had a concert at the Riviera or something, and people showed up for that, that was a big deal, man. Mm-hmm. For us to do mm-hmm. something, to have something big. You know, we did a show at the House of Blues one time when the Bulls were in the playoffs, and nobody came until 11 o'clock when the game ended.
Yeah, well, that's Chicago.
But it was still packed, though. And I was like, wow, we did that. So, yeah.
You know, for you, spending your life in Chicago, growing up here, continuing to be an adult here and mm-hmm. staying here, mm-hmm. why do you stay? What is it about this town that keeps you here?
Honestly, man, Chicago is everything I need. It's the best city in the world because I get to do stuff like this. I can't imagine trying to relocate and do this all over again. That's the other thing, too. Part of it is just like, man, where am I going? Chicago, man, it's this. It's being able to have a place that's really cool. It's by the lake. All that stuff, man. This is my favorite place in the world.
So as we wrap up, here we are. Mm-hmm. We got an election on April 2nd. Are you optimistic for the next moment for this town?
It's twofold for me. I love the idea that Chicago's going to have a woman mayor. I love the idea that Chicago's going to have its second African-American mayor, no matter what happens. Unless, of course, these Burke tapes come out and everybody's on, like, everybody. What I am not optimistic about, and I'm still unsure of, is can they govern with a progressive city council? It's going to be a brand new deal with the city council, man. This could be Council Wars Part 2, really, because you got a whole bunch of progressives who don't really care for Lightfoot or Preckwinkle. They have a different vision. I don't know if they're going to be able to govern. I know Tony Preckwinkle can govern. I think Lori Lightfoot can govern, but I don't know. And as we are talking, I'm still rather undecided as to who I'm going to vote for. I don't know. My concern is the city. What are you going to do to make Chicago a better place for people who are going through hell to live in, where they don't have to leave? There's been a big amount of black flight. Black people are bouncing out of here left and right. How are you keeping people in Chicago? How are you going to make the South and West Sides better? How do you take that downtown money and spread it around the city? How do you, you know, there's so many how do you do? I don't know. I guess we'll find out on April 2nd. I don't know.